Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our series A Good Conduct of a Muslim. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I hope and I make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that by at this stage now we have learned very important points that we could have picked up from the series that are important in our lives, that we have noted that we have to, inshallah, if we practice upon, we will see, inshallah, great change in our lives that will help us, that inshallah, that because of our good conduct, you'll find that we become attractive to other people because of our conduct, and people, subhanallah, want to learn more from us, and people look up to us as role models. Before we carry on, let us hear about the significance and importance of reading durood and sending durood sharif upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It comes out from one narration. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the closest person to me on the day of judgment would be those people who would have recited a large number of durood sharif. So we should make it a habit, inshallah, azza wa jal, to try our utmost best that whenever we have opportunity, whenever we are free, be in the constant reading and recitation of durood sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. And as we learn from this noble hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sometimes a person might do an act which externally it depicts, it shows piety and righteousness. But because of the niyat is not right, then there is no reward and there is no merit for this particular deed and action. And sometimes a person does a small act, a deed, but because the niyat is right, there is good intention behind this particular act, irrespective of how small it is, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is a huge reward and it has high merit in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us make good intentions that whilst you seated there at home, that you make good intention that you listen to this program and many other programs that you listen to, that you watch on Madani channel, with the intention to gain the reward from Allah and to please Allah, as well as to practice upon what you will learn, and that inshallah also will share with others what we have learned and that you practice upon it. I too make good intention that inshallah azza wa jal, from this episode 8 discourse that I'm giving with regard to good conduct of a Muslim, I will try my level best to practice upon what I preach, and I make good intentions that inshallah azza wa jal, wherever possible, I'll share with others what I have benefited from the knowledge that we gain. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So from the previous episode, we heard about the importance or warnings that are given with regard to those people that because of their bad conduct and because of not having good manners and good character, the consequence is that people have a dislike for deen. And people do not like the deen because of that, of our character. As such, it becomes a huge problem for us because now we become responsible. And we learn that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Actually, a true believer is one that is always showing good conduct. As he himself says, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent to complete the best of all good character, to have a good conduct. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, خَصْلَتَان لَا تَجْتَمِعَانِ فِي مُؤْمِنِ. And he said that two bad characters do not gather in a true believer. What is that? Al-bukhl wa su'ul khulq. That being miserly, and at the same time a person is also has bad character. These two evil characters, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should never exist in a believer. Because why? A believer is one that shows good conduct. So as we proceed in our silsila today, inshallah, we will focus on understanding that one of the good conduct we should always have, a conduct that is very important, that people, we become likable in people, and which was one of the greatest character of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was that to know how to control one's anger. So mostly in this particular episode today, we will focus much on how to restrain our anger, how to control our anger as part of our character building, as part of our character and conduct development in terms of having a good conduct. So, subhanallah azza wa jal, you find this beautiful movement of Dawat Islami, subhanallah, it is here. And it is a beautiful movement which its motto, its essence is based on that. On based on what? The mission of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, what Amir Ahl Sunnat always teach us. Hazrat Allama Abu Bilal, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawat Islami, what has he told us, what he teaches us, what is the motto, what is the driving mission behind Dawat Islami? It is, I must try to reform myself and reform others as well, all over the world. So the essence is in to build our own character, for us to ensure that this deen, the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, will carry on to the future generation. That I will play my role, I'll take a part in ensuring that the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla goes to those heights, to that level, that the future generation, when they look back, they will not say, we blame the previous generation, we blame the generation before us because they didn't take the matters of deen seriously. One, the most important part of this mission is to rectify ourselves, to reform ourselves, and most importantly, when it comes to our character. And you find we fail in this department, especially when it comes to how to control our emotions, how to control our anger. Most people, many a time we see, even a Muslim who's supposed to be a pious person, when it comes to anger, they're so much overwhelmed and so much gripped by excessive emotions of anger that they lose control of themselves, and in the result even they use bad language. And as such, this type of character, it has a negative effect in terms of us trying to encourage people to come to deen, trying to make this deen as beautiful as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam he set the standard and the sahaba practice upon, such that this deen, people were willing to come in large numbers purely because of the good conduct and manners of Muslims. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a person should always show good behavior. And he said, that person, he is not a true believer. That person who's a source of harm to others, his neighbor is not safe from him, and peace, people don't find peace, people avoid such a person, then this person, irrespective of what ibadah he performs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person is not a true believer. So one is to control our emotions. That is deen. how to know and when to know, and when to control our emotions, and how to take care of these emotions when we are overwhelmed by these emotions. So he said, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. Indeed, that person is not a strong person. That person shouldn't be regarded as a person with strong physique or strong physical body or strong in terms of his power. But real person who is actually firm and strong is the one يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ, who is able to control his emotions and his anger when he becomes angry. So the wrestler is not powerful. He said, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِسُرْعَةِ. The wrestler is not a powerful man. A powerful man is a person who controls himself at the time of anger. He said, مَنْ كَظَمَ غَيْضًا وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُنَفِّذَ دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ حَتَّى يُخَيِّرُهُ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ مَا شَاءَ. سبحان الله. That a person who is able to control his emotions, a person who is able to swallow his anger, he controls his anger. Let's take a look at this. If I'm weak and somebody bigger than me, somebody who's stronger than me, and he has caused harm to me, and I'm angry with him, I find it very easy to forgive this person, because why? I'm fearful of what harm he can cause on me. So in that kind of circumstance, that person is not actually showing control of emotions. If he cools off, that is not true cooling off of emotions, because in that circumstance, it's very easy to forgive, because that particular person is stronger than you. You are fearful of the repercussion and what harm he can cause on you. But if a person, he is stronger, on the other hand, if you look at it from the other angle, from the opposite way, the person who's stronger, who's powerful, who's able to cause harm, he is the one that is harmed. He is the one that has been caused to become angry. He is very angry. He feels that now this person who is weaker has caused me to be angry and is able to cause so much harm. Now the stronger person, and he looks at a weaker person, when he forgives and able to control himself, that is true reflection of true iman. Because you are stronger in this case, and because you are able to cause harm, you are able to cause effect. And as a result, the one that you are able to cause effect on is a weaker person. But you overlook the cause of what caused your anger and emotion. Then you forgive. Then this type of a person is truly a person that is strong. And this is true reflection of iman. So we have to be forgiving. And in today's time, when emotions are very high, you find many, many a times, there's so many times you find people, they're not able to control their anger. In today's time, people become very, very easily irritable. And people are very, very easily irritated. Even in the masjid, we see it. For small, trivial things, small, trivial matters, people want to exercise their power. People want to show the power they have. People want to show how strong they are. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that to be able to control your anger, actually in actual fact, is a true reflection of being a strong person. So it is not that because of your power, because of how much influence you have, because of so much control you have, when it comes to powerful people, you show compassion, you show kindness, You are very forgiving. But when it comes to weaker people, you want to exercise your authority. You want to exercise how much power you have. You want to exercise the authority on those people. Then that type of deen is not a true reflection of deen. It is not a true reflection of what represents the true spirit of Islam. So a person ought to have As part of his character building and good manners and good conduct is that a person, he should control himself. He should know how to control his anger. Now, imagine in today's time, we violate the honor and dignity of another Muslim. And we feel other Muslims, we as Muslims are greater than others. Imagine to swear the mother of someone, or to swear the sister of someone, or to malign or insult a person, is a greater crime, wallah, than to breaking the Baytullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to honor the Kaaba to Sharifa is a very great and very important aspect of our deen. But the honor and dignity of Muslim is even greater than honoring the Kaaba, because honoring of a Muslim is to honor a person and to have good conduct. And to honor the Kaaba, you do so for the purpose, and the sole purpose is that because it is the house of Allah. But to swear at somebody, to swear someone's mother, to swear at another person, and to malign or insult people is a greater crime than even breaking the house of Allah. So alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, the beautiful madani environment of Dawat Islam, it teaches us to have good conduct, that we ourselves should have good manners. This will attract people. May we make dua that Allah azza wa jal enable us, that we ourselves always are striving to reform ourselves, and so that we can reform others after having developed good conduct and good behavior. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim.